Looking at society, certain marriages work and others just don't gel. You have to ask yourself, what is the question why people don't make it? Most people think it's a lack of finances. Other people would say there's the lack of sex. There wasn't enough intimacy in the relationship and it just did not work. Well, if you look at the international standard for marriages and you ask counselors, well, the very, very number one reason why marriages fail is because of failed expectations. Here's the truth. When a husband and a wife go into a marriage relationship, they both have an expectation that their relationship is going to be at a different level. And if you don't work towards those expectations, well, you literally will go to ruin. So here is the truth. Marriages that fail today is because you should find a way to work towards common expectations. So how do we do that? Each take a separate piece of paper and list your expectations for a healthy relationship, not even a marriage, for a relationship. Maybe it will be something such as, I would like my partner to listen to me when I speak. I really want to be heard. Maybe it will be, when we are in disagreement, not to raise our voices, that we keep our voices down. Maybe that's one of your expectations. Maybe if you have got a tough time with the children, one of yours could be, I need assistance from my husband when the children are being out of line and tough. Maybe the husband feels one of his expectations would be, when I get home after hard day's work, at least inquire, how was your day? I think that is just stands to reason because we are so busy. Literally what I'm saying to you is, expectations are met when we put the other partner first. It is so true that when we fall in love, the other person always comes first. We put them first. But then we get married, and after a few years, slowly, instead of putting the partner first, we put ourselves first, and that's called self-centeredness. If you've fallen prey to that, please will you just go on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me, because I know I am the person that has become self-centered. Selfish is fine. There's nothing wrong with being selfish for your time, selfish for your health, but self-centeredness, well, that is not the recipe for success. So to return back to the way things should be, take a piece of paper, do the exercise, and list some relationship expectations that you want in having a healthy relationship. Compare your notes, discuss, and voila, enjoy your marriage.